Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
This is OJ. I don't care for the negative comments about me on your show this morning, so I'm going to send you 29 healthy salad emojis.
On WAAF.
I love it.
All right.
Oh, it never gets old.
Today's, is OJ still on Twitter? Yes.
I think he is, yes.
He's allowed to be sending threatening DMs to parody accounts, threatening to stab people on Twitter. What a great country. What a great country we live in. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Beat the Heat summer program. You are going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof with East Coast Metal Roofing. So go to eastcoastmetalroofing.com. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com. And now, here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 6:57 a.m.
All right, Greg, you ready? All right, ready? You ready for the song? You're going to know the song. Greg, you're going to know this one. Do you know it? Hey, do you know it? You ready? All right, ready right now. Here we go. Wait.
End of message.
He's going to be doing that in person on Friday.
God. Wow.
To those of you who attend the event.
Are you going to give him a mic?
Probably. I mean, I don't know. The thing is, I'm wondering if during the show Friday, Scott will have to leave the general area and call other radio radio shows.
Because
he calls every radio station 12 times a day in the whole entire market and even in other markets.
Yeah.
He'll probably have a call lined up with the St. Louis station or something that he has to do at 6:30 on Friday morning.
Tuesday, 2:13 p.m.
Hey, Greg, long-time listener here. And, I just wanted to reiterate what everyone else was thinking, and that if you put Scott from Weymouth on, I'm just going to protest the show. And I hope you can sleep at night knowing that I'm going to protest this show. Get real, you hardos. No one cares.
End of message.
This 508 texter says zero chance that Scott from Weymouth shows on Friday.
Yeah, can we make a bet about it?
You don't think he's going to?
No.
Really?
No.
I think he will.
Nope.
Loves the attention.
Nope. No.
Loves,
way he shows
loves
up.
Loves the attention.
Wow. Zero unique, chance he shows up.
It's a unique thing, though. You know, it's pretty cool. I mean, Ernie's palatial palace is amazing.
Yeah.
I think Scott's a little bit of a pussy, though.
Nope.
Tuesday, 2:54 p.m.
Here we go. $1 billion TV idea. Greg Littlehand Hill and the List Lassie on their adventures to radio stardom. Where will they go? Nobody knows. We'll see where the road takes them.
End of message. Tuesday, 4:32 p.m.
Just listening to the full show podcast from this morning, hearing Scott say he's been to my hometown of Westwood, Massachusetts, just ruined my day. Stop 1 second. Don't come back, kid.
End of message.
He said he attended camp.
Oh.
As a young man in that town.
Oh, my God. So. Scott at camp. Imagine being trapped on a canoe with that kid.
Right?
You know, he was probably like the favorite of the counselors.
I doubt
because
it.
Because he would tell them some great stories.
Tuesday, 5:19 p.m.
Hell Dog, get on the ringer with your boy Ernie. And you need to tell him that you got the perfect idea for a superstar showdown at Miss Bocchini. Most hated caller, Scott from Weymouth, versus not-so-hated caller, Derek the Steelers fan, in a fight to the end. Make it happen, Greg. Make it happen.
End of message.
D would bundle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
D would bundle Scott.
Yeah. I think Derek is coming because he called yesterday,
right?
Yeah, so Derek the Steelers fan will be there also on Friday morning.
5:25 a.m.
Yeah, hey, Greg. If I call up, will you give me tickets, too? I want to be part of the Sausage Fest. Oh, come on, Greg. Please, please, please? No. This is caller number 7, so it's okay. Ah, I guess I got to fight for my right to party.
End of message.
All right, it sounded good in his head.
6:19 a.m.
Oh, Greg! Why must it be so hard? The man of your advancing years, tiny hands, and hairy back, be subjected to a 20-hour work week and have to host the Miss Bikini pageant at the end of it for such a paltry sum of money.
Why, isn't it obvious, my sweet? I do it for the little people. They do depend on me so for their happiness. They're like little tiny fish in a fish tank. As the 6 o'clock hour draws near, they rush to the top and wait for me to drop in their little pellets of joy to get them through their day.
End of message.
That's about it.
Wow.
That's why that's I some do effort it right there.
That's why I do it.
6:52 a.m.
Wow, that five-year-old was a riot. That's exactly what my five-year-old sounded like after Game 7.
End of message.
Oh, that was awesome. Yes.
Yeah. Well done.
Yes.
Rare content replay on the kindergarten graduation that did not go so well when one of the graduating kindergartners was using language that is not approved in any school anywhere.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
You need to leave?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's out. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, he's out.
Amazing.
Teacher, no, F
you.
That
teacher he's is out sitting there saying, I am not paid enough for
right
this. Like, how many teachers are listening right now at the end of the year and saying, no, I am not,
no,
there's no way that I am paid enough mm-hmm to have a kindergartner tell me to shut the F up.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the
up.
Hey,
yeah.
Nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave?
No.
Okay. Oh, he's out. Yeah, he's out.
No, B.
He's out.
I ain't leaving. That's unbelievable.
I can't believe they gave him a second chance.
Yeah, I know.
He was awesome.
Yeah, I know. She has to ask, do you need to leave? What do you mean, does he need to leave? The kid just
right
told you to shut the F up.
Right.
I mean, the kid's probably going to have a lawyer.